the new stage complex that is down at Lower Harbor, the new portable. Put it up for a weekend, bring it down for a while, put it up for a weekend. It's a, what's the official name of this now?
It's titled an arabesque tent.
Okay.
We don't have a Marquette name for it yet.
All right. Nikki Nason with us here this morning as we talk about, well, Seafood Fest for starters. That's underway, and that was a big night last night.
Yes, I'm still tired from it.
I notice you still have your wristband on.
Yes. I'm going back. Rain or shine, I'm going back to it.
And that is the key here because the weather's not the greatest this weekend, but this is going off regardless of what happens.
Yes, the Seafood Fest has added seating tents, and there also is some coverage underneath the tent. If we were to put the stage back further, there'd be even more coverage. And so the bands are going to stay dry. The equipment's going to stay dry. The lighting's going to stay dry, and it's quite exciting.
Now, obviously, the talk is of what we were jokingly referring to as the giant clam down there. Well, that makes sense with the Seafood Fest, I guess, here. But what's the story behind this thing coming in?
The Arabesque Tent was a project that was started 2 years ago. It actually started 3 years ago with an idea from Gail LaJoy. Gail's a local international performer. He performs Snowflake at Kauffman and tours that show internationally. And he's worked in these tents primarily in Vancouver, Canada. And what he was looking at was we have these festivals and we have a lot of upcoming festivals, Blues Festival next weekend, and a lot of events that really don't have the venue that we need here in Marquette, and trying to find a way to make it possible for all these different groups to use this, and came to the Arts and Culture Center. He's on the Arts and Culture Committee with an idea for a tent, and I went with that idea, wrote a grant, and it's here today. So we received a State of Michigan Council for Arts and Cultural Affairs grant, and we used matching funds from a set-aside account with Hiawatha Music Festival to purchase the tent.
Now, this is a pretty intimidating-looking thing, but it's fairly easy to set up from what I understand, reasonably so.
I've taken longer to set up a tent at Pictured Rocks than in this tent. It did go up. We had set it up in the rain and wind Tuesday morning with brand new people who've never set this up being trained in 5 hours. So when we really have it down, it'll go up in 4 hours.
Now, it's protection, obviously, for the groups from the elements, but it also, and Walt was talking about this earlier with his band, it also serves as a band shell to a certain degree. There's a certain amount of oomph that you'll get from the sound.
Yes, it's acoustically built for that as well. And it's also a multi-use facility. We have another end where it can become a complete enclosed building type structure as well. So if somebody's looking to get married or have a big party, or if a company wanted to put on an event, if we wanted to bring something here to Marquette that they wanted to have in Lower Harbor and guarantee that they're going to have coverage, this is the thing to rent.
Well, let's get the ringing endorsement from the Fat Bloke Booze Band and exactly how things went last night. You guys played in this thing and did its job, I guess.
It did its job. It was certainly unique, and especially once it got to be, you know, nighttime, you could see some lighting effects and things with it and that sort of bit. It was different. I mean, it was a different experience to play inside that. I've played on many stages and whatnot, and amphitheaters and things like that, but that's probably the closest way to describe it, is sort of a amphitheater band shell kind of thing, the way it's set up right now. But it's true, it can be set up in all kinds of different configurations that I think you'll see it set up not only in Lower Harbor, but in other places maybe around the city or places where they can fit it in, because, well, it is fairly large.
And that is kind of the goal, is to, okay, we got this thing, let's use it.
Yes. We're hoping this was kind of our premiere for this year. It's going to be put away for the winter, and then we're hoping to have people come to the Arts Center who are interested in using it and set up a schedule. And also, if many users are wanting to use it, we can reduce the price of setup and takedown. And it really is going to be, for Marquette, is really going to get a steal on how much this tent normally rents for around the North America. Really going to have a good deal.
Now, if folks can't make it down to Seafood Fest this weekend for whatever reason, and you know, we're all busy in our day-to-day lives here, and they want to find out more about this, are you the one to find?
Or? Yeah, okay. They can come to the City of Marquette Arts and Culture Center in the lower level of the Peter White Public Library. We also have a City of Marquette Arts and Culture Center Facebook fan page. They can call 228-0472 or email nnason@mqtcty.org.